With productivity growth stalling in Australia, experts say a four-day work week could be the boost the economy needs. By doing the same work in fewer hours, trials show businesses can increase efficiency and reduce burnout, leading to better results. If adopted widely, it could save in lost productivity and help shift Australia out of its economic slowdown. I speak to Professor Alicia Blackham from the University of Melbourne about the economic improvements from the proposal.
So when we measure productivity, we're also often talking about the outputs that we generate from the hours of work that we do. So it seems really counterintuitive that by reducing our working hours, we could actually boost the amount that we produce. But actually what studies are increasingly showing is that when we reduce working time, we are actually far more productive. Partly this is because we're much more strategic about what we're doing. So in a lot of the trials that have happened so far, people end up reducing their reliance on email and they cut the number of meetings or the duration of meetings. So in professional roles in particular, there's a number of things that we can reduce down. But also we tend to be less stressed. We tend to have fewer health conditions that arise due to overwork. And just generally, we enjoy our jobs more if we have more time off work.
So it sounds like it's a win-win for employees. But if we look at businesses, would this, I guess, save money for businesses over time?
So it may not necessarily save money for business over time, but the hope is that it wouldn't necessarily lose any money for business while gaining all these gains for employees. So the theory is that employees can do their same job in 4 days. So it doesn't cost business any less, but also it doesn't cost business any more. And they end up with hopefully higher productivity over time, which may then generate more money.
Yeah. And I guess when we look at small businesses, would they be able to afford a switch to a four-day work week without losing customers or profits?
So how we manage this really does depend on the business, the size of the business, and also the nature of the job. There are some jobs where businesses do need cover, sometimes 5 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. And that might be, for example, in customer-facing roles or maybe in like the medical profession, right? You want your emergency room open 7 days a week. So how this works in each business is going to vary. What small businesses have done is they've staggered people's days off. So, for example, someone might take Monday off and someone else takes Friday off. So they end up with this staggered coverage over the week. But really what these trials are doing is it's encouraging people to experiment with how this works and to see if it works for their business. Even in small business, the trials so far have shown that this does work.
Would the four-day work week, I guess, impact employment rates in Australia?
So in theory, it shouldn't change employment rates at all because the same people are doing the same jobs, just in a less amount of work time. If you needed extra coverage to stagger some roles, maybe it might boost employment slightly. But in theory, it shouldn't really change employment rates much at all.
And I kind of think of it in a way, or like if people had an extra 1 or 2 days a week, would they be looking at different, second employment?
So they might look at second employment or they might make use of services more, for example. So if you had an extra day off, maybe you might take a 3-day weekend and go on holiday, and that would then boost the tourism sector. Or maybe you might actually go get your teeth checked and go see the dentist, for example. Maybe you'd go see your GP and make sure your health was under control. So it may be that we boost the economy in unexpected ways if we give people more time to themselves.
How can the government ensure that the 4-day work week is productive and not an excuse, I guess, to lay off people in any way?
So what's happened at the moment is these trials have largely been implemented in individual companies, and they have been conducted as trials. And so even companies or organisations like Oxfam, where it's been built into their enterprise agreement, they've only done it as a trial, which is subject to review. So essentially what's happening is it's something that employers and employees are negotiating, they're working out together, they're trialing together, and they're making sure it's in everyone's best interests. So that's a form of protection in some way. But also employees could opt out of the 4-day work week if they didn't want to do it. Most people are opting in though. I think it's really time for us to have a broader conversation about working time in Australia. We have a lot of people working very, very long hours and a lot of people with not really enough work to make up their hours. So I think, you know, the hours of work that we do have been established for a really long time, but our work has changed and our workforce has changed. So I think it's really time for us to have a rethink about how long we work.
That was Professor Alicia Blackham from the University of Melbourne speaking to The Wire.